Okay, perfect. So your name and your title first, please.
Gordon Dinney, I'm chairman of the Rangers Sports Trust.
Okay, so why should supporters buy shares in Rangers?
In the past, it's been mainly an emotional investment for fans, but this time it's to help take the club from the dark days we've been through recently, take it forward. Charles Green and Imran and the consortium are looking for fans to get involved through the IPO to invest in the club. We would like to see fans doing this via the Buy Rangers campaign, which will give us a voice in the boardroom and not just in the stands.
Okay, so how will it work? How will the supporters be able to do this?
We'll be able to go along to the Buy Rangers website and sign up here. The minimum investment is £125. You can put in up to £20,000. That gets you a share in the society that then buys shares in the club. However much we collect from the support, we will go and purchase shares in via the IPO in the club. We've spoken to the club. They're happy with that and comfortable with us doing that. And we hope that we can get sufficient funds to give us representation in the boardroom.
Okay, and so what will fans, if they sign up to buy shares, what will they get out of it?
They'll get a share in the Rangers Support Society, which then holds the shares in the football club, and hopefully the society will have a sufficient number of shares to have an influence in the club, particularly at boardroom level.
Okay, and if people come on board, like, how much of an impact can it have for Rangers?
Hopefully it will have a huge impact on Rangers. The fans are the biggest investors in the club year on year for the last, since I've been following Rangers, so this time I think it's an opportunity for us to take a step forward and have a say in how the club is run, so we don't return to the dark days we've experienced this year.
Okay, yeah, and Hearts have been in the media in the past day or so, and they're going through a similar situation. How will their fans be feeling just now?
I would imagine they're feeling pretty much how we were feeling earlier this year, and I do empathise with them. It's an unfortunate position to be in, and I would urge them to seek out their trust and go along and see Paul at Supporters Direct Scotland and seek his assistance and take their club forward, take control of their club, and therefore they won't be able to have the experience what we've been through again. You know, it's something that happens regularly in football clubs, going into administration and liquidation. I don't think there's been a single one that's been owned by the fans that's been through that experience, so perhaps it's a lesson learned.
And it must be a difficult time for supporters. How important is it to maintain that support for the club?
The Rangers support has been fantastic this year. I think you can see it every week, every home game. I think this Saturday's game's got 1,000 tickets left. It's been phenomenal. It's been beyond the expectation of most fans, I think. And we've shown that we can give support to the club, and I think we should support the club further by investing in the club and taking control of it and ensuring that we don't go through this again.
Okay, and just finally, do you think it's a sign of the times that clubs are starting to get fans to buy shares to keep the clubs afloat? Do you think it's a sign of the times that clubs are trying to get fans to buy shares to keep clubs afloat? Do you think that is something that we'll see more of?
Certainly in Scottish football it seems to be going in that direction. I know that other trusts are looking at a similar scheme to what we've done. I think down south, Portsmouth, they've been made preferred bidder through their trust, and it's a similar scheme to what we're offering here. So it certainly looks to be the way forward. I think it's probably the best thing that could happen to Scottish football is the fans to take control of their club and take control of what direction our club's going in, and maybe won't have to experience what we have this year.
OK,